姊妹嘅感恩嘅见证，我好感动。
I was greatly moved while listening to our sister's testimony.
我觉得其实今日我哋有好多嘢系可以感谢神。
When I look, I feel that we have many things that we can thank the Lord for.
有样嘢我哋想喺但以理书第七章里边，我哋可以睇下但以理点样被神嚟到感动。
And when we go through Daniel's chapter 7, we can see that there are many things that, that Daniel has experienced the Lord. Daniel 7 speaks about his dream, Daniel's dream. Within his dream, the Lord has spoken to Daniel about what the future will be like.
In the 8th chapter, he見到異象啦，佢唔係發夢啦，神係俾佢睇到一個異象。
In chapter 8, Daniel has a vision, not a dream.
呢個係第七章裏邊神再同佢解釋嘅。
And in chapter 7, the Lord explains the dream, interprets the dream.
但以利開手就話佢自己係好迷惘，係覺得係好唔知點樣，所以佢好驚，佢唔明嗰個異象所講嘅。
Daniel did not understand, so he was frightened.
但喺到第八章尾，佢係一個好感恩嘅結語。
But chapter 8, he is thankful because he was actually given understanding.
因為佢話佢雖然係講咗好多嘢，神又講係冇人能夠明白嘅，但係喺異象裏邊，佢係覺得呢個異象裏邊令佢好驚奇，所以佢要同我哋分享。
Now, even though he's had experience with a lot of dreams and the Lord has spoken to him, this was a different experience.So that is why Daniel shared this with us.
我哋今日要感恩嘅就係話，世界上冇第二本書籍會同我哋講咁樣嘅預言。
So what we must be thankful for is that in this world there's no other book that will explain things the way the Bible does.
冇一本宗教書籍係咁講世界將來嘅結局。
There is no other book that actually speaks about that prophesizes about the future.
冇一個宗教嘅書籍係可以講。裏邊當中係喺幾千年前講嘅預言，係而家有大部分應驗咗。
There is no book, no religious book or anything in existence that predicts as true as the Bible does.
佛教嘅經典裏邊係冇預言。
That in the Buddhist text there is nothing like this.
回教徒經典裏邊亦都係冇預言講到。回教徒可能經 Quran.
Oh, even in the Quran, there was nothing similar.
但係聖經裏邊係講到呢個世界嘅將來嘅事。
But the Bible speaks about the future.
我哋今日要同大家分享就呢樣。
And this is what I want to share with you.
我哋一個開始嘅祈禱。
We will start by praying.
天父啊，求你嘅話語今日能夠係刺透我哋每個人嘅心。
Dear Lord, I pray that when you speak to us, your words will fill our hearts.
從但以理書裏邊求主等我哋睇到你嘅國度嘅彰顯。
I pray that like Daniel, we will see.What the world will be like, what your world will be.
主啊，求你使到我哋係盡快嚟到離開呢個罪惡。
Dear Lord, I ask that we quickly leave this.
令到我哋能夠盡快去到愛子嘅國度裏邊。
So that we can enter paradise.
我哋咁感謝祈求奉我主耶穌基督嘅名求。
This I pray in Jesus' name.
但以理書其實係一個好難明嘅一卷書。
Now this book is a very difficult to understand book.
因為佢裏邊係講嘅預言係好似係另一個你如果淨睇但以理書，可能你覺得係好唔清楚。
Now, if you were to just read Daniel's by itself, it would be very difficult to understand.
但係當你睇但以理書，你明白啟示錄。
But if you read Daniel's and have an understanding of Revelations,
同埋明白係幾卷新約嘅書卷嘅時候咧，就容易解好多啦。
And when you can also look.To see the New Testament, what is said in the New Testament, this brings it together.
林牧師同大家講咗啟示錄。
Now, Pastor Lam has spoken to us about Revelations.
你仲記唔記得啊？
Do you remember?
如果記得嘅話咧，就對你好有幫助啦。
So, if you have a good memory, this will be very helpful to you as we read Daniel's.
要明白但以理書第七章同埋第八章。
Thus, when you interpret chapter 7 and 8, it will be extraordinarily helpful. And that is why it is important that we read and reread Revelations chapter
13.
We may not have enough time today to thoroughly explore this.
如果唔夠時間，我哋可以 下次再講過。
If we do not have enough time, then we will spend more time the next time we have this opportunity to be together.
請大家同我哋一齊開始睇但以理書第七章。
So I will ask that you all turn to Daniel's chapter 7. We will do 7 and 8.
第七章第一節。
First verse.
巴比倫王伯沙撒元年，但以理在床中作夢。
7 verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. And visions passed through his mind as he was lying on his bed. While Daniel had this dream, he also wrote down what his dream was about. I have to explore with you and share with you the background to Daniel chapter 7, verse 1.
上次同大家睇嘅就係話巴比倫已經滅亡咗啦。
Now, at this time, Babylon had fallen.
上次跟大家看但以理書第六章的時候說到巴比倫滅亡了，是馬代波斯取代了巴比倫。
As we had spoken, Babylon had fallen and the Medes had taken over.
在第六章裡面是說到大利烏王 King Darius 已經是拿了這個巴比倫的國度。
And if you look at Daniel chapter 6, it speaks about King Darius, that he already was the new ruler.
Daniel was being made a king, because he was hurt by other gods. Daniel was being made by other gods, and he was hurt in the king's hand.
Oh, and so at that time, Daniel was persecuted by some of the people in this court and was thrown to the lions.
咁就喺獅子坑裏面，佢冇事喎。
And yet, when he was thrown into the lion's den, he came to no harm.
咁個皇帝就結果就係將嗰啲殘神，將嗰啲壞嘅神子就掟佢落獅子坑裏面，咁啊結果就係俾獅子食曬。
So the final outcome was Daniel was not harmed, and the conspirators who tried to persecute him were all thrown into the lion's den with their wives and children, and they died.
呢件事咧，大家要明白就係喺呢個波斯歷史裏邊好清楚記載。
Now, this is actually very clearly written in where?
In
Persian history.
波斯歷史裏邊講得好特別添啊。
In fact, it speaks about it very uniquely.
佢點解呢個皇帝會將嗰啲大臣掟落獅子坑度咧？
And the question is, why would the king throw all his courtiers and his advisors into the lion's den?
波斯歷史就話原來嗰班大臣話皇上偏心，但以理。
Oh, in fact, it says that in Persian history, it records that this happened because the king was biased towards somebody. They were saying that the king showed favoritism. In fact, they said that the king had actually arranged so that the lions there were tame.
Then how?
So, or that he fed them really well, so they were not hungry.
So, Daniel, of course, was fine.
And that is why when Daniel was thrown in, he came to no harm. So the king was very angry. So the king was very angry because it seemed as if his people were saying that he was a liar. And so therefore, the king called all of them to court. In fact, he said to them, "My lions are wild creatures. They have not been fed." So, if you were to put in a tame lion, if you feed them until they are no longer hungry, and then you jump in. And so that is what they did. So in Persian history is recorded that they were to test whether or not they were wild or tamed, whether they were hungry or
sated.
So they fed those lions very, very well, but yet when they jumped in, the lions ate them as
well.
So after that, no one dared conspire against Daniel again.
But in Daniel chapter
7,
馬代波斯統治巴比倫之前嘅事喎，係講翻之前嘅事喎。
It speaks about the past。
即係你哋如果要咁睇嘅話咧，你哋要明白咧，佢講嘅事咧係喺但以理書第五章之前嘅。
In fact, it refers to Daniel in chapter 7, refers to Daniel chapter 5.
但以理書第五章就話個白沙撒王有一晚就係即係大宴群臣，就攞聖殿嘅杯嚟到大宴群臣，同埋拜偶像。
In chapter 5, it speaks about King Belshazzar using goblets taken from the temple in Jerusalem so that his party and his concubines could drink and be worshipping idols.
然后他就是呢，忽然间见到手有个人手忽的异象在这个墙道里面写一些字，就说他的角度就会当晚就被灭亡。
When suddenly a human hand appeared and started to write on the wall, and it said that that day his kingdom would be lost.
但以理書第七章第一節話喺白沙撒王元年嗰陣時候，意思即係呢個第七章第一節咧所講嘅事咧係喺第五章之前發生嘅，係但以理後記嘅。
So in chapter 7, Daniel is remembering what has come already come to pass.
所以睇但以理書有時係好難，因為佢嗰個字序係有唔同。
So when you read Daniel, sometimes it's difficult to differentiate because some is talking about the past and some is about the future.
佢而家忽然間講翻係以前個皇帝嘅事。
And in chapter 7, he's speaking about a past king.
佢話白沙撒王元年。
It says in the first year of Belshazzar.
即係起碼喺第啲人話喺第六章裏邊話佢喂獅子嗰度咧，係起碼十年前嘅事。講翻。
And when you look at chapter 6, we're speaking about an event that occurred probably 10 years before. And in it, in chapter 7, he dreamed that there were four creatures. Chapter
7,
verse
3.
Four great beasts, each different from the other, came up out of the sea.
头一个是像狮子,
the first was like a lion,
有鹰的翅膀,
and it had the wings of an eagle.
他的观看的时候, 兽的翅膀就是被拔去,
the verse says, I watched until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted from the ground, so that it stood in 2 feet like a man.
兽从地上立起来, 用两脚站着, 好像人一样, 又得了人心。
And the heart of a man was given to it.
后来又说有个兽是好像红人那样，就第二个兽了。
And there before me was a second beast. And
the狂夸而坐，口里面咬着是三根的肋骨。
Which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides and had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth.
而且它是越吃越多的。
And as it ate more and more.
然后第六节它说，它又见到第三只兽是好像一只豹那样。背上有四个翅膀，有四个头。
And in verse 6, it speaks about another animal that looks like a leopard, with 4 wings, like a bird, 4 heads.
然后他说他见到第四个兽，是极其可怕，极其强大。
And then
it says, 有力量，有铁牙。
And then it says, after that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a 4th beast, terrifying and frightening and very powerful.
他是吃的。会咬碎所有的东西留下来的，它又是用脚践踏。
It had large iron teeth that crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left.
它说不到这个兽是怎样的，因为它说这个兽呢是又不像红人又不像狮子，一个很怪的，因为它的头上是有10个角的。
He said this fourth beast was indescribable, but what he knew was that it had 10 horns.
其中有一個角裏邊生出一個小角出來。
And out of one of the horns, a little one, which came up among them, and 3 of the first horns were uprooted before it.
然後佢話呢個小角咧係要拔去3個嘅角。然後點樣咧？有嗰啲角裏邊係有眼嘅喎，好似人嘅眼，有口説誇大嘅説話。
So in verse 8 it says the horn had eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth that spoke boastfully.
跟住佢話佢見到喺寶座裏邊見到上頭有個坐著亘古上嘅上座者。
And then verse 9, He speaks about, as I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took to his seat.
但是他發現了這個夢之後,他心裡是很恐驚恐,他不明白。
So when Daniel had this dream,
he did not understand. So
if we skip to 7, verse 15, it talks about how Daniel was troubled and how his dream was interpreted by an angel. So we will stop here.
Daniel chapter 7 speaks
about three kingdoms. The first kingdom is the kingdom of man. So there are four kingdoms of man, which represents the lion, the bear, the leopard, and then this other indescribable beast.
解釋不到的第四個怪獸當中呢,出咗一個魔鬼的角度出嚟。
And then from the fourth beast comes this demon.
呢個就係第8節裡面所講的。
And this is in chapter 7 verse 8.
佢呢個魔鬼的角度裡面呢,係會從一個好細的國家裡面出嚟的,奇怪,唔係從大國,係從好細的國家出嚟的。
So it speaks that the demon came from a very small nation. No other book speaks about the future of the world. And then the last kingdom is the kingdom of the Lord. Covered in verse 9 through 14. So when we look at chapter 7, there are six kingdoms. Four of them belong to the kingdom of man. One of them is the kingdom of Satan. And the sixth one is the kingdom of the Lord. And that at the end of time, this demon with horns will appear. So now I will help, we will discuss for a better understanding. So what relevance does it have to us? In chapter 2, it also speaks about a dream. In Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he dreams about an idol. And in Daniel's dream, he dreamed of six creatures. And yet there are similarities. So Nebuchadnezzar's dream, the idol, the head was made of gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, feet partly of clay and partly of iron. In chapter 7, Daniel sees four beasts.
第一個怪獸呢,就是講這個是獅子,而且是有翅膀的獅子。
The first beast that he saw that was like a lion represents Babylon. You can compare it to the head of gold.
And
it It is, and the second beast, it's also the kingdom of Babylon.
他說這個獅子很怪,就是忽然間翼被人拔了。
And then he watched, and he said, the strange thing is that the lion was torn.
然後這個獅子就是從地上站起來的時候,兩個站立好像人,還有得了人心。
And you could see that it had 2 feet like a man, and the heart of a man.
我們後來看到尼布甲利撒王在晚年的時候,因為自己太驕傲神罰他。
And you can see that Nebuchadnezzar, because he was too proud, the Lord humbled him.
神等他忽然間變成牛。
The Lord turned him into a cow or an ox.
他不是真的變成牛那樣。 但他不是真的變成牛那樣,但他有一個很怪的精神病,他以為自己是牛。
In truth, he did not become physically an ox, but he had a psychiatric condition where he thought he was an ox.
現在都說有些精神病的人,好像萬中無一,都以為自己忽然變成野獸。
Now, my understanding is that there are some psychiatric illnesses where people believe that they are an animal.
頭髮淋疏地出去,在草地裏扮牛來吃草,吃了7年。
So Nebuchadnezzar would go out, would not groom his hair, and he would eat grass like an ox for 7 years.
7 years
later, miraculously, his psychiatric condition terminated.
他回到王宮那裡,
he returned to his palace.
他在整個國家面前是他自己認錯。
And in front of his kingdom, he acknowledged that he had sinned.
他說巴比倫的偶像全部假的。
He said, the idols of Babylon are all worthless.
那群猶太人所信的那個耶和華才是真神。
And that the only true God belongs to the God of Israel.
他說全國國家裡面任何人如果想詆毀這個耶和華的神的話,必定是會受罰,必定是會萬禍靈恥。
And he said that if any man does not give glory or respect the Lord, that they will be punished.
So here, Daniel 7章就說,這個獸拔了翅膀,即是說他謙卑,之後怎樣,好像人一樣站起來的時候,就得了人心。
And that is why in Daniel refers to Nebuchadnezzar, how it says he was torn, and then he was stood on 2 feet like a man, and finally he had the heart of a man given to it.
巴比倫歷史裡面說,自從這個皇帝好翻之後呢, 他那個性情改變了之後,是造福了人民。And
that in the history of Babylon, it writes that once the king came to his senses, he became a man who did good.
以前他是一個暴君,但是他病好了之後,成為了一個很英明,很慈祥的皇帝。
That he became a king who had mercy.
但是後來他死了之後,就是這個伯沙撒王,是第三個的巴比倫王。
And after the death of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar came to the kingdom.
他們的國運其實是經過了幾十年之後,亦都是喪在波斯人的手裏面。 那時候但以理大概70歲。
So there has been a change of hands in who ran the kingdom, but Daniel at that time was probably 70 years old.
但以理書第六章裏面,但以理大概80歲了。
So when we're talking about...
80歲被人餵獅子。
So as we said, chapter 6 occurred about 10 years previously, so at that time we would say he was probably 60.
70歲就換老世。
And in chapter 7, when he was 70, he had a new king.
Cecilia, 我看你都沒試過這麼厲害,70歲換老闆,80歲被人餵獅子。
So in chapter 7, we're talking about the present, when he's 70 years old.
他說這第二隻猛獸是見到的,是一隻很怪的猛獸,是熊人來的。
And the second beast was a bear.
這個熊人說,口裡面擔著3條肋骨。
And it has 3 ribs between its teeth.
熊人是代表馬代波斯。 即是所有的國家都有些野獸來代表自己的,熊人是代表馬代波斯。
Medes, the Medes?
Medes and Persia.
Medes and Medes Persia. Now, usually every kingdom has an animal as its emblem. And the Medes and the Persians were represented by the bear.
美国的野兽是什么? 代表美国的。
And the American emblem is the eagle.
他们鹰是吧? Mm-hmm. 中国呢? Huh?
The panda?
我估不会是远红呢? 不会。 会不会远红呢? 不知道。 可能是条龙都未定。 中国人的龙是吧? 英国呢? 英国是狮子是吧?
英国。 Yeah.
英国是用狮子来代表自己。 有些国家是用这个野兽来代表，苏联到现在都还说是红人来的。但是马代波斯的代表是红人。So
the Medes, the creature that represented their dynasty was the bear.
这个红人说他咬着三条肋骨。Now
the three ribs in its mouth.
为什么呢?这样其实很简单,这个是代表马代波斯征服了三个很大的国家。
It represents that they have annexed three great nations.
当时马代波斯的版图很大的。他已经是第一个征服了的就是巴比伦。The
first kingdom that it annexed was Babylon.
他拿了巴比伦之后，他的国度是等于现在的伊朗和伊拉克和中东被他拿了。你说多大了？伊朗、伊拉克和中东被他拿了。So
that would be like the entire Middle East.
From Iran, Iraq, and also the entire Middle East. That was Babylon.
Where's Toyiki?
Turkey.
Oh, Turkey. Okay. So they also conquer Turkey.
第三個國家嘅係埃及，亦都俾佢攞埋。The
third nation was Egypt.
嗰陣時候咧，我可以話佢個版圖喺呢個西方歷史裏邊咧，再冇咁大噶啦。So
in known history at that time, there would be no other larger kingdom.
同埋咁話，佢話佢仲想要吞噬好多其他肉，即係表示佢仲想要咧更加征服其他國土喎。佢仲想攞埋希臘喎。
And it was told, get up and eat your fill. So the bear was still hungry and wanted even more civilizations to conquer. And it was looking towards Greece.
圣经里面就说,他《但以理书》第七章里面写这个预言的时候,就刚刚是,那时候还是巴比伦的时代,马代波斯还没兴起。他已经说将来有个国家是马代波斯。 他版图会这么大的,还要是想要征服其他国家。你说这个意象多大?你说这个预言多大?
And then there was spoken about another kingdom that will be even larger.
那时候是巴比伦国家,那时候是巴比伦的时代。他忽然说巴比伦会灭亡,会有一个更大的国家来拿他。So
at that time, Babylon was the largest empire ever. So in the dream, it was saying that Babylon will fall, and then there will be a kingdom that will be way bigger and larger
than
Babylon. So I'm saying, I do not understand why when King Belshazzar heard this, why would he not repent? And why would he not be terrified? And because he did not turn and because he did not repent of his ways and turn to the ways of God, he lost. And after the third kingdom, there will be a fourth one. And the fourth one is a leopard.
It's the Greeks.
Symbol?
The symbol is the leopard.
Oh, okay. So the Greek symbol is the leopard. So the leopard represents the ascent of Greece.
而那个大大的像呢, 那个肚呢, 個銅嘅土咧，就話即係等於係希臘，因為希臘人係中意用銅器。The Greeks like to use bronze metals, and that also corresponds to the leopard. 咁但係呢個豹係點樣話？佢有四隻翼喎。
Now, this leopard had four wings.
同埋有四個頭喎。
Four heads.
咁點解係咩意思？原因就話亞歷山大帝。攞咗呢個波斯國度之後，佢仲打咗印度一部分。
That when Alexander the Great conquered Babylon, he went into India.
所以佢個國度係大過波斯國度嘅。
So that his empire stretched even further than Babylon.
但係佢喺33歲裏邊忽然間急病死咗。
However, when he was 33, he became acutely ill and died.
佢臨死嗰陣時候，啲人問：咁大王啊，邊個做皇帝啊？因為佢冇帝裔喎，佢冇太子喎。
So as he lay dying, his people asked him, "Who will be your heir? Who will succeed you?"
因為佢冇仔嚟到繼位，所以嗰啲大臣唔知道嗰個將來帝位俾邊個。
So Alexander had no sons, so they did not know who would be the next in succession.
歷史就話亞歷山大帝係基佬嚟嘅。
History says that Alexander was homosexual.
雖然佢係有呢個非分，但係其實咧佢係基佬，所以佢係冇仔女。
So he did not have children.
咁咧就係佢話咁好簡單，佢話天下之大有能者居之，咁啊即係佢話誒你哋邊個叻咪邊個攞咯咁。
So Alexander said, whoever is the most powerful will rule.
啲大臣話喂咁啊好亂噶咯喎，咁講就你不如講得清楚啲好唔好啊咁。
So then his men said, well, that would only lead to chaos. So then Alexander said, well, in that case, we will split it among the four generals. So after his death, his empire was divided among his four generals. And that is why when you look at the leopard, it became a beast with four heads.
但以利書第二章裏邊嗰個金像咧，唔係金頭嘅像咧，到後來咧，只腳裏邊係鐵同埋泥。
And when we look at Nebuchadnezzar's dream, his idol had feet of clay and part iron.
呢個就係羅馬嘅帝國啦。
And that empire is that represents the Roman Empire.
點解係有兩隻腳咧
？Why does it have two feet？
點解講兩隻腳？係因為羅馬帝國係分東西。
And that is because.Rome was split in two.
最初羅馬帝國係好強盛嘅，係鐵嘅。
At one time, Rome was very powerful.
羅馬人係好中意用鐵嘅器具。
The Romans loved to use iron.
所以佢話係即係所謂叫做鐵蹄嚟到係踐踏所有嘅國家。
And they used the iron and weapons to rule over their empire.
但到後來當羅馬帝國軟弱嗰陣時候咧，佢哋成為咗好似泥土咁樣。
However, when Rome began to fall.It became very similar to feet of clay.
So, 後來羅馬帝國就係羅馬帝國唔係俾第二個國家取代喎，係俾一啲野蠻人嚟攞咗。
So, in the end, Rome fell to the barbarians.
就係中國趕走咗嗰啲匈奴啊！中國舊時秦始皇趕走咗啲匈奴咧，300年之後入咗歐洲，就亡咗羅馬帝國。
So when the hordes were chased out from China, they went towards Rome.
佢哋瓜分咗羅馬帝國之後咧，佢哋成為咗好多個好細嘅國家。
And after they achieved the downfall of Rome, they split up into many small nations.
咁從此歐洲歷史就入咗黑暗嘅1000年嘅時代。
And in history, it says they fell into the Dark Ages.
嗰度咧就之後就七國咁亂啦，歐洲社會，即係羅馬帝國一崩潰之後，歐洲社會就大亂，亂咗1000年。
So after the fall of Rome.Europe fell into disarray, and the Dark Ages lasted for 1,000 years.
但以利書第七章就話呢個獸喺第四個獸裏邊咧，其實係講亦都係講翻羅馬嘅。
So when in Daniel's dream, chapter 7, when he dreams about the fourth beast, this is still referring to Rome.
初初極其可怕嘅喎。
And that in the beginning, it says it was very terrifying.
但以利書第七章第七節話裏邊話係極其可怕，有好大強力。
It says it had great iron teeth and that it was very terrifying. And that it ate everything in its path.
餘下的是用這個腳來踐踏。
And it also trampled underfoot anything that was left.
羅馬兵係點解可以打贏咁多仗咧？ 原來係羅馬兵嘅步兵係好叻嘅。 羅馬兵馬兵唔係咁得嘅， 但係步兵係最叻嘅。
Rome is famous for its infantry.
佢佈嘅陣係冇人破到嘅。
That whenever they set out, there was no nation that could stand up against the Roman cavalry.
Sorry, not their cavalry, the infantry.
And that is why in this prophecy it says it tramples and crushes everything underfoot. As we read on, it talks about how all these horns came up to be. There were 10 horns. And then within these 10 horns, there was another horn. So in the Bible, when it's talking about these horns, it refers to these nations. So it said that after the fall of Rome, there will be 10 nations.
啊，咁啊，同大家講下啦，呢啲事係咪已經發生咗啦？
So if we look back at history, has this been achieved?
但以利書第七章佢寫嗰陣時候，仲係巴比倫嘅社會啊。
Because as we're talking about all these prophecies, this prophecy is occurring during the time of the rule of Babylon.
佢可以話巴比倫之後有波斯嘅國家，有希臘嘅國家，後來有羅馬嘅國家。
So during the time of Babylon, the dream says there will be a kingdom of the Medes and the Persians. There will be a kingdom of the Greeks. There will be a kingdom of the Romans.
意思就係佢所講嘅預言咧，喺之後嗰600年裏邊咧係完全應驗曬。
So that within 600 years after this prophecy, this all came to pass.
聖經裏邊所講嘅預言係喺即係可以俾我哋睇到，聖經就係神嘅話語，因為其他世界裏邊冇。
So when we read this, we know that this is the word of God because no other book in the world, no other book belonging to any religion is the word of God and that prophesies its truth. And now we speak to you about another kingdom which has not come to pass yet. And this is the kingdom of the Lord. Within the 10 horns, the little horn that comes up is the country.
That of the Antichrist.
Okay. Is the kingdom of Satan.
呢個國家佢話好奇怪喎，呢個係一個細嘅國家，但以利書話佢係一個細嘅國家嚟嘅。The
Bible says that this is a very small horn, a small nation.
將來呢個世界大獨裁者係會從一個細嘅國家出嚟，唔係從大國。And
that Satan will come from a small nation.
意思唔會係美國啦，唔會係中國嘅嚇。So
we know it won't be from America. It will not be from China. It will not be from the greater nations. It will not come from India.
是怎樣呢? 會是在這個舊時羅馬政府、羅馬帝國所管治的版圖裡面, 將來會出10個國家, 當中會有一個小的國家裡面, 敵基督就在那裡出, 意思敵基督是歐洲人來的, 是南歐洲人來的。
So when we read this, because the 10 horns come in the fall of Rome, and it comes, and then another horn out of those 10 horns, we know that it will come from a small nation, and it will be a small nation from Europe.
啊，咁啊，會唔會係英國人咧？
Could it be English, someone who's British?
唔會啊，因為係北歐，因為係。
Because it is from the north.
會唔會係法國人咧？
Could it be someone who's French?
唔會，因為法國係大嘅國家。
Because France is a large nation, so no.
會唔會係意大利人咧？
Could it be from Italy?
亦都唔會。
No.
意大利都算是大國。
Italy is also considered a larger nation.
那你說那邊的國家?
So which nation could it possibly come from?
那你說在歐洲南部, 那又不是歐洲的大國。 咁係邊個國家啊？咁樣嗱咁啦。但以利書後來就會有分析啦，就會有呢個預言啦。
So Daniel's will prophesy more.
但係但以利書第七章話呢個世嘅國家興起嗰陣時候，佢會打敗三個個國家。即係喺呢個歐洲十個國家裏邊咧，有三個國家係會俾佢滅咗，然後佢先興起嘅。
And basically, when it says when the kingdom of Satan comes to be, it will come from three horns. Because in order for the little horn to be born, it has to uproot three of the first horns.
係細吞大啊！
So it is the little horn that uproots three larger horns.
但以利書第八章裏邊，第八章第九節，我哋 fast forward 啊嚇，第八章第九節睇一睇。
Chapter 7, verse 8 and 9.
第八章，對唔住 ，chapter 8.
Oh, chapter 8.
We have to do a bit fast forward. 第八章第九節。
Chapter 8, verse
9. 四國之中有一個國長出，一個小國出來。嗱，佢話咧，呢十個國家裏邊咧有四個國，四個國裏邊其中有一個小國係出嚟嘅。佢點樣咧？係向南、向東、向榮美之地，漸漸成為強大。
It says, out of one of them came another horn, which started small, but grew in power to the south, to the east, and toward the beautiful land. And that this country, as we said, it grew to the south, to the east, and towards
the beautiful land.
And that the demon will come from there.
咁呢個敵基督到底係邊度咧？咁樣嚇。嗱，咁啊，呢個係我自己私人估嘅啫嚇。
Now my best guess.
就話，如果你將呢個版圖倒翻轉，倒翻轉諗。
That if you think back.
榮美之地係咩啊？以色列啦，對唔對？你倒翻轉諗，咁以色列嘅西北係邊度啊？土耳其啦。咁土耳其你再向呢個西行咧？在哪裡啊？希臘了啊，現在的。Okay, I think you have to keep up with your translation.
Oh, well, it's just that I'm so bad, I'm not very good at it.
Okay, well, okay. Maybe I can do the translation, okay? Yeah. Now, let's work the geography a bit backwards.
Okay.
Okay, now you start from the end, the land of beautiful.
Would that be Jerusalem?
That is Jerusalem, yes. Yeah. That is
the promised land.
Promised land, okay?
Yeah.
So now, if you go north,
north
and west, where would you be? You would be in Turkey, modern day Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go a bit further west, you will be in Greece. And where's north of Greece? Hey, Lib, you buck it, I make a
Russia?
My,
what?
No. Saiga Goka, ma? Ni lumpy, Saiga Goka? They get away, go to Lego. 根據 Simon 好諗啊，嚇唔會梵蒂岡，梵蒂岡再向呢個西嘅，亦都係一個梵蒂岡係一個即係算係大國，算係。嚇？咁又唔係 Austria， 澳國係大國嚟嘅。希臘以北係咩啊？希臘以北你講緊就係舊時南斯拉夫嘅版圖啊，嗰陣時打到融融爛爛，十幾年前咧嗰陣時候啊，
啊？
似嗰度啦，似嗰度啦，系近嗰度啦。希臘以北啊，而家係一個國家叫做馬其頓啊。Just right north of Greece is a country called Macedonia.
Oh, that's where Alexander came from.
係啦。
Yeah.
所以我個人估咧，基督會係而家個馬其頓出嚟，或者係保加利亞。So I speculate that this Antichrist would either come from Macedonia or from Bulgaria. Macedonia is a new country. Macedonia is a new country. It's about 10 years ago that it became a country.
So Macedonia is a new nation.
Hellas is very unlike Macedonia, because Hellas has a country called Macedonia.
Oh, so Greece and the relations between Greece and Macedonia are not good. Oh, because Greece also has a province named Macedonia.
If your country is Macedonia, it has a province Macedonia, then what? Then you can take Hellas. 希臘人最驚。
So Greece is does not like that they have the same names, that that country and their province has the same name.
咁佢哋就話咧，而家係冇可能，因為馬其頓係全歐洲最窮嘅國家之一，佢點食希臘啊？咁樣食唔到嘅咁。
So currently Greece comforts itself by saying that country is so poor they can barely feed themselves.
咁我就我有好多希臘嘅，我有好多希臘嘅客嘅嚇。
I have many Greek customers.
咁我就問下佢哋，咁你哋睇馬其頓點啊？咁
我
個個都係唔中意馬其頓嘅。
So a lot of my Greek customers traditionally do not like Macedonia.
咁因為佢話我哋明明有個省叫馬其頓，你又叫馬其頓喎，咁你咪即係想攞我哋？
So they said because we have a place within our country named Macedonia.
但係你咁窮，我哋都唔使怕你住，暫時唔使怕住，咁暫時啫喎。
So they say that currently we have nothing to fear from them.
但係我問佢，我話馬其頓係邊個出嚟㗎？出咗咩人啊？佢聽見嗰班希臘人驚啊！佢話馬其頓咪亞歷山大帝出嘅地方咯咁。
So when we ask them where is Macedonia, and they say, well, that is where Alexander came from, the birthplace.
佢話喺幾千年前裏邊啊，佢就忽然間攞咗希臘啦。
So in thousands of years ago, what happened is that they took over Greece. They conquered Greece.
亞歷山大帝嗰個爸爸希腓力王啊，佢打14年都攞唔到希臘。
In 43 years, the father of Alexander tried to take over Greece but did not succeed.
但係佢登位咗之後，佢17歲登位啫喎。
But once Alexander became king at age 17.
佢六個月內征服曬整個希臘喎。
That in 6 months he conquered Greece.
然後跟住佢帶希臘軍就去打呢個波斯，征服咗世界。
And then he took the Greek warriors to fight against the Medes.
佢到33歲嗰陣時已經征服曬整個當時嘅文明世界。
And by the age of 33, he was a conqueror of the known world.
亞歷山大帝係咁起家嘅喎，原來。
And that was how Alexander came to power.
係好似一個即係係一個好似豹咁嚟出嚟嘅喎。
Like a leopard.
所以一而家你同啲希臘人講，你問佢阿馬其頓咧，個個諗下佢哋就唔開心嘅啦。
So when you speak to people of Greek ancestry, whenever they think of Macedonia, they become quite discomforted.
所以我個人睇咧，將來嗰個敵基督會係喺馬其頓或者喺保加利亞嗰度出嚟。
So in my opinion, I think that the Antichrist or Satan will come from either Macedonia or Bulgaria.
大家要留心下。
So let us watch.
你要留心下，你睇網上裏邊咧，留心下呢、這個嗰度地方嘅歷史，留心下嗰度地方嘅而家嘅政治發展。
So I ask that you just watch Macedonia as they flourish or as they grow.
如果係咁嘅話，主再來日子就近啦，大災難嚟嘅日子就近啦。
Yeah, because if that comes to pass,
世界末日就近。
Then we know that the kingdom of the Lord cannot be far behind.
但以利書後來亦都有講過話呢個敵基督係點出嚟嘅。
In the book of Revelation, it also talks about the
book of Daniel.
Oh, book of Daniel. It also talks about how this kingdom of Satan comes to pass.
佢原來呢個敵基督出嚟咧，係以一個係有宗教背景嚟支持佢嘅喎。佢唔係即係佢係一個咁細嘅國家出嚟。佢點解會忽然間發展得咁快啊？點解？點解忽然間會可以即係征服咁多地方咧？原來係有後台嘅，原來。
So when you look back, you wonder how can such a small nation come to power so quickly?
係有個好大嘅後台老闆支持佢嘅。
And now we see that behind this small nation was a greater power.
呢個後台老闆係一個好大嘅宗教組織，有財有勢嘅嚟支持佢嘅。
And that it is a religion with money and power.
只不過是係佢登位咗之後咧，佢就點樣咧？食碗底反碗面啊，煮唔咗飯啊，唔咗飯成日講食碗底反碗面啊嘛，咁啊，即係話咧，即係後來點樣咧？幫佢嗰啲人咧，佢害翻佢。
So basically, once they came to power, then it turned upon its supporters and destroyed them.
佢係一個宗教嘅組織，拱佢出嚟嘅。
And that it is a different religion that supported it.
所以喺呢個帖撒羅尼迦後書裏邊就講到呢個敵基督。新約帖撒羅尼迦後書第二章。 話佢係一個大罪人，係一個沉淪之子，但係佢係一個離道反教嘅人，佢係一個宗教家嚟，所以咁多人係會幫佢，咁多人聽佢話。
That originally there were many nations that supported this small nation.
但以利書第十一章第三十六節又提到，話王必任意而行，自高自大。超過所有的神，這個王就是敵基督啦。又用奇異的話攻擊萬神之神，他行事亨通，直到主的憤怒完畢，因為所定的事必要成就。但是我們看第十七、第三十七節裡面說，但以利書第十一章第三十七節，他必顧他，他必不顧他列祖的神，也不顧婦女所仰慕的神，無論任何神他都不顧，他自高自大，要高過一切的。
And Daniel's chapter 11, 36, 37, it speaks about the kingdom of Satan. And it says, he will show no regard for the gods of his fathers or for the one desired by women, nor will he regard any god, but will exalt himself above them all.
So, 我个人推测的。这个敌基督呢，可能是犹太人。可能是一个犹太人。在马其顿里面的犹太人。但是呢，可能他爸爸是天主教徒，所以是梵蒂冈拱他出来的。但当梵蒂冈拱他出来之后呢，梵蒂冈是有财有势，那个势力是遍及全世界的。当梵蒂冈拱他出来之后呢，他得到帝位的时候呢，他怎样啊？犹太教他又不要，天主教他又不要，任何宗教他都要反，因为为什么呢？他是自己说自己是神，他会背叛所有的宗教。梵蒂冈 Vatican， 没错，就是启示录讲的大淫妇。
So this Antichrist will probably come from Judaism, will be supported by them, but at the end he will reject any other religion other than himself.
犹太人有一个很怪的习俗，就是如果你阿妈是犹太人，你就是犹太人，不是你爸爸，是你阿妈。
The Jews have a strange custom. They feel that you are Jewish if your mother is Jewish.
So, 一个人他可以爸爸是天主教徒，妈妈是犹太人，他都算是犹太人的。
So, if your father is a different religion, your mother is Jewish, then you will still be Jewish.
So, 如果是一个爸爸是天主教徒，妈妈是犹太人的人的话呢，他在两个宗教都可以说自己相信。
So, if there is a son whose father is Catholic, mother is Jewish, they can say that they belong to both religions. So he can ascribe to both.
Daniel 书第七章，我哋翻嚟睇翻，话呢个人咧，呢个敌基督啊，佢哋国里面有眼嘅，好似人嘅眼啊，口舌夸大嘅话，圣经里面所讲到眼，就即系话表示佢有惊人嘅智慧，佢有大智慧啊。
So when it talks about the Antichrist, it says it has eyes like the eyes of a man, which means that it has wisdom.
同埋佢係好識講嘢嘅，佢講嘢係點樣咧？佢識講誇大説話，但係有人肯聽嘅喎。
And it also says that it has a boastful mouth, which means that he speaks very well and is able to speak very convincingly.
嗱，咁啊，我就問大家啦，如果有人識講好誇大嘅説話，對中國人嚟講，中國人會唔會支持佢啊？嗱
，Now if someone were to speak very boastfully, Would there be anybody from a Chinese background who would support someone who spoke very boastfully?
你们青年人，你们见工要小心啊。
So therefore, I say that when you go for job interviews, one must be cautious.
你见如果西人老细呢？
If you have a Western
说多得夸大说话不怕。
Then speaking,
因为他说你有自信心啊。
Then if you speak well of yourself, that is a good thing because they will feel you have self-confidence. Because a Western employer will be looking for someone who has some assets, who has wisdom and experience. So even if you don't have a lot of experience, you just need to embroider it a little bit. This is the Western way of interviewing.
中国人呢?
Now for Chinese people, we are usually more intelligent.
係人都知你樣嘢唔識曬㗎啦。
Everyone knows that one cannot know all.
你話你樣嘢識曬啊？你好明顯你係點啊？你冇心學嘢啦。
Now, if you were to say that you knew everything, then people will feel that you have no motivation to learn.
所以如果你見中國人老細咧
，So if you see an Asian employer,
千祈唔好講誇大説話。
Not to speak so boastfully about yourself.
謙謙卑卑啦，你話跟佢學嘢啦。
To be a little more humble, to say that you would like to learn from him or her.
So, when
we look at this, the Antichrist must be a Westerner. Because Asians are not so easily fooled. So he will build a nation from the West, and eventually this nation will have friction with China. The Bible never says that he will conquer China, and that the Chinese will not fully support him.
So
in Revelations, there will be a big war between the West and the East.
東方的諸王啊, United States of Asia, USA, 要殺中東裡面, 就跟他們對抗。在啟示錄說,
and in Revelations, it talks about this battle.Battle between East and West.
但都好奇怪就喺呢個中東裏邊，大家兩大軍一面嗰陣一見面嗰時候咧，佢哋忽然間話大家唔打，忽然間譬如握手就算啦咁樣，大家平分天下咪算咯咁樣。
And then it says that when they meet, they do not do battle. They shake hands and walk away.
唔係咁，佢唔係行走，佢握手之後咧就不如大家。打咗猶太人咪算咯，咁樣打猶太人就天下太平啦。咁結果佢哋一齊整個全世界喎，所有國家要一齊要攻打猶太人喎。佢滅咗佢就冇事啦。咁滅咗佢就嗱，巴猶分子又冇曬啊，回教徒又靜曬啦。咁我哋咪大家咪慢慢分天下咯。咁啟示錄裏邊就係會咁講啊。對唔住，好難翻譯嘅。
So, Come, Hamai, the two of them got together and conspired against Judaism.
That's right, yes.
Right, and they decided to destroy the Jews.
Yes, at one time they want to fight each other, but eventually when they met,
they became partners.
They had a strange alliance. They say, why don't we shake hands? But instead, we'll just destroy the Jewish nation instead. And that will guarantee world peace, according to their understanding. And the Bible says, when they were fighting Jerusalem, the
Bible
says, 人子忽然間出現了將佢哋冚唪滅曬啊！
And when they tried to destroy the nation of the Jews, they themselves were destroyed.
所以我哋想同大家講就但以理書第七章裏邊話，將來有一個係基督耶穌嘅國度啊。
Daniel 7 speaks about the kingdom of God.
基督耶穌嘅國度係永遠嘅。
The kingdom of God is forever.
我哋可以同大家講話有兩個嘅特別嘅講係基督耶穌嘅國度。第一嘅就係佢係父神嘅國度裏邊，係在父神嘅寶座裏邊，係永遠坐立坐住為王嘅。
That the Lord is king forever。
喺在天上裏邊，佢係掌王權，永遠掌王權嘅。
In paradise, he is Lord and King of all。
第九節同埋去到第十二節咧，就講佢喺天上裏邊坐著緊箍者裏邊，佢衣服係潔白如雪啊，頭髮係淨嘅羊毛。寶座好似火焰咁樣，嗱，我哋遲下次同大家再講啊嚇。但話咧，這個嘅緊箍者嘅角度，基督嘅角度係有兩方面。第一就係在天上嘅，佢掌管所有天上嘅。
That the kingdom of God is in heaven。
第二咧，基督耶穌角度亦都喺地上裏邊，係後來係滅咗呢個敵基督。但以利書第七章第十三節同埋第十四節裏邊就講。
And that chapter 7:13, that the kingdom of God will be on earth as well.
他說主是會從天而降啊，得了權柄、榮耀、國度，使各方各國、各族的人都要侍奉他。
And that every people, nation, and men will worship him. That the kingdom of the Lord is forever. It will never pass away and can never be destroyed. So that the Bible says the kingdom of God will be in heaven and on earth, and it will be everlasting. There will be some homework so that the next time when we share again, it will be Revelations. Which one?
Second Thessalonians.
Oh, it's Second Thessalonians.
全部啦, 不是很多章的, 你們看完它, 不要那麼懶啊, 大家, 看完它啦,
so I invite you to read Second Thessalonians and Revelations.
我今天想跟大家, 我要結束, 我想跟大家講講, 就是說, 人的角度, 鬼魔的角度, 和神的角度, 这三个角度, 你想选哪个?
So now I ask you, if there are three kingdoms, the kingdom of man, the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of God, which one would you choose?
圣经说人的角度,
the Bible says that the kingdom of man will eventually be conquered by the kingdom of Satan.
而魔鬼的角度虽然是可以暂时统治这个世界，但结果都是会被神的角度彻底打败。
That the kingdom of Satan will overtake the world, but eventually the Lord will conquer the kingdom of Satan as well.
你想不想選神的角度?
So would you not want to choose the kingdom of God?
聖經裡面所說的預言已經有大部分應驗了。
Everything that is spoken of in the Bible, so much has come to pass and has come to be true.
你想不想接受主耶穌做個人救主?
Would you not want to accept the Lord as your Lord and Master?
如果你信了耶稣,
if you believe in the Lord,
如果你在主耶稣面前来认罪悔改,
that if you confess your sins to God,
接受主耶稣的救赎,
repent and ask him to come into your heart,
你就会入到神的国度里面,
and receive his salvation and his grace,
你就会得到这个将来的永生,
you will have entry into the kingdom of God.
而这个永生是你信耶稣的时候开始,
and that it starts when you accept the Lord into your heart and into your life, and that's when it will start. And that when the kingdom of Satan begins and takes over the world, you will have gone home to the Lord. You will have no worries because the Lord will have taken us up. On earth, there will be chaos. Would we not want this everlasting hope?
你想不想要继续要知道主系几咁爱你?
And to know that the Lord loves you.
请大家继续要睇圣经。
Continue to read the Bible.
因为圣经话，我个羊听我个声音，主耶稣话，他们也跟从我，他们就永不灭亡。
Because the Lord says, when you read the Bible, my sheep know my voice and listen to my voice. And that he will be with us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我希望大家, 我们今天在众, 每一个人, 如果你未拣选耶稣做你个人救主的话, 现在你就拣选, 不要再耽误时间。
So for those of us who haven't chosen to belong to the Lord, I say the time is now.
因为将来这个人子是会驾着天云而来, 他会掌管这个整个世界上, 到时的时候, 如果你不是他的, 救,
there will be great suffering on this earth, and if you are not part of his flock, you will experience great hardship, and he will not be your savior, he will be your judge.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, for those of us who haven't accepted the Lord, I ask that you think quickly and that you make that choice and ask to be baptized as well. So we will finish by prayer.
Dear Father,
Dear Father, thank you that when we read Daniel's, we see that there are several kingdoms. We know that the kingdom of man will perish. We know too that the kingdom of Satan will cause great chaos on earth. But what we hope and wish for is for your kingdom. Because we know that your kingdom will last. Because that your kingdom will be on earth as it is in heaven. We ask that you be in our lives so that you can be our lives' guidance. So I pray to you for those of us among us who are not yet believers. I ask that you open their hearts so that they can hear your words, that they will confess their sins, repent, and ask you to be their Lord. Lord, as you see them before you, humbled, as they ask for you in their lives, so that they can turn away from a path of sin. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.